Well, Lee, how's your summer been so far?
Yeah, good. Nice, refreshing, and went on holiday and had a good time with the family, which was nice, and back into it now, enthusiastic and ready to go. And obviously we've been working hard behind the scenes. We've got a couple and lost a couple, if you like, in transfer targets, but that's the way it goes, everyone will tell you that. And we hope to bring in two or three more, certainly in the next couple of weeks.
Tell us about the ones that you have brought in then, Watkins and Roberts. What do you like about them?
Well, I think Marley Watkins obviously had a fantastic season last year. He was one of the best sort of Bosmans going that was realistic to us. We kept an eye on him through scouting and my contacts in Scotland. And obviously then he hit the heights of scoring in a cup final and playing very well at Celtic. So he got so many more suitors from that, if you like, through raising his profile through good performances. But I think the consistency that we kept with him and kept sort of showing him the love, if you like, and showing him that we wanted him here at Barnes, he ended up persuading him to come. So I was delighted we got him. He's a very powerful runner, one that doesn't really give defenders too much time to settle. Not an accomplished finisher as of yet, but he's still young enough to improve that. But if he had everything, we wouldn't get him.
Yeah, you won't be getting him for free, would you, I suppose? That's the whole point.
Yeah, and I mean, look, they had so many clubs that are in for him, pretty much everybody in Scotland, I think, apart from Celtic, probably due to the quality that they can go and get for the finances that they pay. But every other club that you'd expect, the Hearts, your Hibs, your Aberdeens, all interested in him, Rangers, and a few in England as well. So I was pleased with that one. I don't want to put too much pressure on him because it's going to be new for him, but if he can hit the ground running, he'll catch a few by surprise early.
What about Roberts as well then?
Well, he's actually had a fantastic day today, Roberts, probably the trainer of the morning. And I think with Roberts, he was one that we feel deserves a chance in the league. And again, we certainly don't want to put too much pressure on him because he's 24, but he hasn't had a go at full-time football yet. But he's got some outstanding attributes, and he wins everything in the air. He's decent enough on the ball for a big man. He's strong, and he's quick, actually. We've just done the test. He's quick. We knew he was quick, but we didn't expect him to be that quick. So it's just a case of hoping and working with him and seeing if he can adapt to full-time football. And then if he can, then I think he'll improve 10, 15, maybe 20%. And then you've got a real sound player because, again, he was another one attracting a lot of interest.
Is that a bit of a gamble then, like you say, because it could go either way?
I think they're all gambles, really. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're signing somebody that's in the prime of their career for big money because they're in form in transfer fee. But they're educated gambles, do you know what I mean? Mm. We're not just throwing darts at the paper and signing whatever it lands on. We're going for it properly and we're doing a lot of research and speaking to a lot of people on their personalities as well, because that's important. Obviously, I'll do the video analysis. We've got scouts going out there, and it's not a process that's taken lightly.
You mentioned that they're inexperienced at this level. Are you looking now for experience at this level? How much of that do you want to bring into the side?
Well, I mean, look, people have got to understand what the model of the club is. Now, the model of the club is to bring in bright, young, hungry, mobile footballers. All right. So, within our structure of our formations, and within our structure of the individual attributes that we require to play those formations. Now, we always reserve the right for there to be an exception to the rule. Do you know what I mean? And we might have an old, bright, hungry, mobile footballer. But that's what that's the philosophy of the club. That's what I've brought in. That's what I've bought into. That's what we spoke about in the interview. That's what's required now, because we know you've got to come into line with SEMP, and you can't just go throwing about crazy money. So you've got to be smart, and you've got to work well. I think that in the past, when the club has worked smart, they've proved to be the best signings, and sometimes the big names, if you like, or the showcase or the marquee type names haven't. And I'm not saying that we won't go and sign a showcase marquee name. I'm just saying that, as a general rule, it's better for me to be transparent so everybody knows that that's what we're going for. So when they come and watch us, they can expect to see a bright, young, hungry, mobile, talented group of players that are sort of willing to improve their own fortunes and that of the club. And I think that's so important.
And you feel that that's a successful way to compete in this league as well, do you? To have those young, hungry players who want to prove themselves in the league?
Well, I hope so. I mean, like, we're talking about raising value, and in raising value, it's not just the players' value, it's raising value of the feel-good factor, it's raising value of the quality of play, it's raising the value of the fans' entertainment levels, and that's what we're trying to do. And hopefully, at the back end of that, if we get that right, those decisions right enough, then a promotion will come. Mm. It's not a case of, right, we're going to outrageously throw pots of money at it to chase it, because I think, again, the club have done that in the past. Mm. And working very closely as a group to make sure that we get the right players in that fit. And we've lost a couple because we didn't feel they were value. And for what we might have wanted to sign them, but only at the right price. And that's just me being honest and transparent, because it's really important that everybody buys into what we're trying to do, and I think they will.
Let me throw some names at you then. Connor Wilkinson at Bolton. Is he someone you're interested in talks with?
Well, does he come under the category of bright, young, hungry, mobile, talented? Yeah, he's a good player. I like him. Obviously, I know... It's difficult because I know that these, like Connor Wilkinson's an example, he's not a massive name. People, that, do you know what I mean, Barnsley fans might say, well, who's Connor Wilkinson? Well, Connor Wilkinson's a really good, bright young talent, and he's a Bolton player at the moment, but it's no secret that we've had a bid accepted, and we're talking. If it's right for us, we'll do it. If it's not, we won't. And there has to be that level there as well. Now, if we did manage to bring him in, he comes with a couple of flaws and a lot of real positives. So whether it's here or Bolton, I'm sure he'll become a £1 million player. And hopefully it'll be of us, but if not, it'll be from Bolton. But he's got flaws and he has to iron those out. But he's a good kid, and maybe that's a more maturing, really, as a man, rather than his football, because his football... is very good.
So is that one just down to thrashing out personal terms now, then? Is that the stage we're at?
Yeah, and it won't be easy because he's at a Championship club. Do you know what I mean? He's on Championship money, and but the boy needs to play football. He's good enough to be playing football. He's a big lad, but he doesn't play like a big lad. He's like a poor man's Van Persie, if you like. That's what he reminds me of. But he is talented, and if we can get his head right, which I've managed to do, and Neil Lennon's managed to do, then he could be anything he wants, the kid. And I hope, because I like him, for his career, that he does.
What about Alfie Mawson as well? Bit of a bidding war going on there. Quite a few clubs interested in him.
Yeah, well, he's another one. Obviously, he's a Brentford player, but he's turned down a contract, so that, under the rules and regulations, leaves him in a certain band, which means... clubs are going to decide whether or not that they want to go to tribunal, or indeed offer Brentford a transfer fee for the services of Alfie Mawson, and there is a lot of interest. He's another bright young talent. He had a very good year last year, and one that, if available again in our price range, of course we'd be interested in.
So would that be a case of waiting to see if it would go to a tribunal then, or are you likely to put a bid in?
I mean, look, I'm the football side. Obviously, the financial side is Ben Mansford, so it'll go across to him, and he'll thrash out if the player wanted to come to us, because that's what you've got to remember as well. Mm. We have met his representatives, along with 8 or 9 different clubs. So I suppose it's a bit like Jerry Maguire and Cushman. He's got the pick of the draft at the moment, and like I say, a lot's got to go into it. So if you're talking 5 stages to get somebody through the door, we're probably only at stage 2.
What about Andy Idam as well at Barnet? A couple of bids rejected for him. Are you hoping to go back with a third? Would you like to go back with a third?
I think at the moment that one's dead. That was one that had been sort of tracked before my time, if you like, and I was made aware and had a look, and he's a good player, but again, he's a Barnet player, and not one really for me to comment on.
Are you likely to look at the loan players you had last season and bring any of them back? I'm thinking your Pearsons, your Williams as well. Are you looking at bringing any of them back?
Well, I think we've got to assess. I mean, the both players that you've mentioned there are both very good players that fit into our ethos, if you like, and we have to see what's available. We don't want to stand in the way of our young players as well. So if it's a case of that they're clearly better than what we've got, then of course we'll try and bring them in. But if they're not, then we want to give the benefit of the doubt, certainly early on in the season, to our young sort of talent or the players that we may sign in that position. Personally, I think loans do a job unless there's potential to recruit those loans at the back end of it. Now, we've had that on a couple of occasions in the past and it's worked well. And it's a case of looking really when we get into the sort of last couple of weeks of the end of pre-season, what's needed and what's required to kick off the season fast.
So they may be ones that you would visit later in the summer.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Because they're good players. You know what I mean? George Waring, good player. Pearson, good player. Williams tried to take him at Oldham before, and Barnsley took him. O'Sullivan, good player. All the players. I mean, you could say that the loans dug us out last year. Really, if you're honest, you know, because some young lads come in and were exceptional, and they'll only be better for that experience and improve next year. And I wouldn't rule anything out because they're in a market, and that market is to make our team better.
What about interest in your players then? A couple were put on the transfer list, Bailey and Lalkovic, any interest there?
Yeah, well, both good players, again. So it's not a case of that they're poor players, so good players always get interest, and there's definitely been interest for both of them. The club obviously have got to get it right, so has the player, and everything's got to be right. Generally, the players that are transfer listed, nothing goes on until sort of halfway through pre-season. But now just people are starting to pick up the phone and say, look, what do you want from what's required? Does the player fancy that particular move or not?
Would you still use them in pre-season then?
Well, I mean, look, it's not... It's a fine line, isn't it? Because you don't want to give false hope. Mm. You don't want to be inhumane, if you like. But you've also got to focus on the important thing, which is getting the team right for the first game of the season. So we'll judge it. It will be based around that, really, around getting the first 11 plus the subs right for the first game of the season.
What about Conor Hourihan? We believe that there's been three or four clubs who have been looking around and may be interested in him. Any bids coming in for him?
No bids.
Would you welcome any bids for him?
No. I like Conor Hourihan. Why would I want to welcome bids for him? I would discourage bids for him. Nah, of course, everybody has a price, and Conor's ambitious. Mm. He really enjoys the place. Everybody loves him. He's playing his football, he's playing well. He knows he's got a couple of things to work on this season, this pre-season, to make him even better. But he had such a great year last year that he's bound to be thought of by clubs in higher divisions, and particularly the way everything's going in recruitment now, and it's quite a lot of it's stat-based, which means that he will be flagged up.
I guess the worst thing would be if something were to happen towards the end of the transfer window with him, wouldn't it? Because that... change your plans, I presume.
Yeah, but you've got to be ready for that, haven't you? You've got to prepare for all eventualities. And we've got Brian Young in now and a recruitment team that are very good. And we're on it. You know what I mean? It's not going to be a case of panic buys, panic stations. Every player that's available we know about, and we're evaluating and assessing. We may push the boat out for somebody. But that somebody will have to have an effect, of course, on the pitch. We may bring a couple of talented young players in that we think are under the radar, like I've done before at Oldham, with three or four, and sold them on, but not for selling them on, for the case of improving the team's fortunes.
Have you looked at all yet some of your younger players and maybe getting them out on loan? Christian Dibble, maybe, talks of possibly him at Halifax. Have you looked at anything like that?
Well, at the moment, it's obviously pre-season, so you see how everybody comes back. The lads have all come back fit, and there's no rush for any of that. I want to make sure I have a good look, particularly in games that there's not much pressure on, because sometimes the young players can flourish in there and you can see things... that you couldn't towards the end of a season when contracts are at stake, playoffs are at stake, getting out of relegation. And it's a different vibe, different mindset. People have the summer to think about how they're going to be better as people and as footballers. And it always chucks a surprise out pre-season. It always does, and I'm looking forward to seeing who that surprise is.
So they've come back today then. How have they been? You've had the balls out down there as well on day one.
I know, unheard of, eh? It must be the modern way. No, listen, I'm a football coach. I like coaching. They're so young, the group, that it's got a lot to learn, but it's quite fit. And really, I need all the time. And that's why we're in 2 or 3 days earlier than most other clubs, because we want to do the testing and I want to have games as well, because you learn a lot from games. And the players have got a lot to do as far as to be the best they can be. They need to be educated and they need to be coached. So if they're fit anyway, which they've proved over the summer and in their testing, then we'll just get them straight on the balls. Makes sense.
And finally from me, I just wanted to ask you about the Mansfield game. It's going to be Bobby Hassel's testimony as well. We spoke to him this week and he was really grateful to you for allowing him to have that opportunity to use one of your pre-season games as his testimonial.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Bobby Hassel's a bit of a legend here, isn't he? And he's a lovely fella and we want to do everything we can to help him. And I'm sure the fans will turn out in their numbers. I know what he wants to achieve from the day, and it sounds quite interesting. But for us, it's an important game as well, because it's part of our preparations. Important game, but his day. And I think that's the key. If we can get that blend right, and that's what I've said to Bobby, then it'll be a great day all round, because we need to make sure we prepare and use at least 75 minutes of the game properly, and then let him muck about for 15 minutes.